Blog Talk Radio.
There were 10 lepers standing over to the cell. Didn't nobody want to fool with them. Leper was a nasty disease. But they saw Jesus coming through. One of them spoke for the whole group. He said, "Master, have mercy on us." He didn't do like a lot of us. He didn't say on me. He said, "Oh, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus was just walking. He heard him. You know? Touched the leper. And they took out Ronnie.
Watch out.
Told him to go tell the priest. They took out Ronnie before they even knew they were healed. They took out Ronnie. While they were running, they looked at the hand. While they were running, one of them thought about who blessed him. He made a U-turn and he took out, headed back to Jesus. And when he got to Jesus, Jesus was just like he always be. When we leave him, he will run at the same place way he left us. Master, I just want to say thank you. And I thought y'all would get mad with me tonight before I go if I just fall. And say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. There's no one like you. There's no other God like you. There's no one as mighty as you. What I'm trying to tell you, I'm full. The nine kept running. They got the healing. But the one that went back, he got the blessing. How many want a blessing tonight? Want to just jump up and give him a praise if you want him to bless you? Tell the Lord, thank you! Tell the Lord, thank you! Tell the Lord, thank you! I just want you to close your eyes. And I want you to look back way down the line. When somebody looked in your face and told you that you wasn't going to be nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to look back down the line when you were scuffling and screaming, trying to get where you are now. I want you to look back when you felt like walking away from your spouse. And your spouse might have felt like walking away from you, but God kept you together. And I want you to think about that day and that night when the car was headed your way and the Lord put his arms around you. And I want you to reach down in your spirit and I want you to begin to praise him from your heart and your mouth at the same time. I want you to just begin to praise and magnify him. Come on. I want you to just begin to give God the glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
wrote this song for me. I've been criticized,
talked about
so many times, and bring tears to my eyes. Oh,
through it all.
I've been criticized,
talked about
so many times, it brought tears to my eyes.
Through it all,
nobody but God
kept me
in His care. Don't harm it. The road got rough and the mountains were hard to climb. But I told the Lord, if you just stick with me, I won't give up. Come on. It brought tears to my eyes, but see,
through it all,
I don't care what nobody says about me. Yes, sir. Oh, it is. Say that again. It is. Yeah. Take it up. Take it up one more time, Paul. Let's do the bridge one more time. I said the road got rough. How many know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the mountain. I've been criticized,
talked about
so many times, it brought tears to my eyes. But you see,
through it all,
oh,
kept me.
Oh, I don't need many witnesses tonight. Can I get just one witness to know that you know? Take your time.
My. Good morning. Somebody said that was
good
a
morning.
Long introduction with a song. Did you hear the testimony? Through it all.
Yeah.
Through it all. God kept me. Through it all, God kept me. Do it all. God kept me. I was talking to some young men a last night telling how they used to be, what they used to do. Now, they find themselves reading the Bible. They find themselves taking time out for God. Hey, some of us know if it have not been for the Lord who kept us. You know, we played a little longer than normal. It's a long version of that. But let me tell you something. There's a message in it, boy. The message is that God have kept you. Now, I might be wrong, man. I don't know. This might be wrong. I really believe he told us to do something. We need to be fruitful. There's a lot of lessons God give us, my brothers and sisters, for someone down the line. A lot of lessons. And some of the lessons he's teaching us. Well, I think not all the lessons he's really teaching us, right? But I want to put it like this. Some of the lessons that he teaches, you say, man, I just don't understand what I'm going through. Then you find out he killed you. Then you find out one day he allows somebody to come to you, Brother Darrell, that has some struggle. And he allows you to get some Reverend Harry, he allows you to get some hidden support. And you can tell him how God kept you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, we all got to get this thing we call personal relationship. It should be intimate with you and the Lord. You know, we can. One thing my mother did, man, she did the thing, and I believe everybody whoever helped them understand God and got close to the Lord, it was because of someone being perseverance, praying for you. You know what I'm talking about? Trying to show you. You know, you made some mistakes along the way. You know, a lot of them, some of us, you know what I'm talking about? But through it all, God kept us. Oh, I'm no man.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God kept us. We learned the other day, man, that God's grace and mercy is sufficient. He kept it right there on him. He kept it right there on him. I don't know who somebody think because you come on this side. Oh, watch me now. Serving the Lord. Yeah, it will pay off after a while. But he told me that you're going to have to understand long suffering. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to understand trials and tribulations. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to have to understand that who told you it was going to be. Who told you that? Let me tell you something. What you call the other day when you went to Monica? You've been refined. Oh, come on, man. You've been put in the fire. You know what I'm talking about? If you can help with it, Brother Dan. You've been put in the fire. You know what I'm talking about? And this fire, it's gonna you ever look at steel now, you look at steel. They want to, like, have a certain steel for a certain product, and they want to make sure it have a certain hardness, right? And they want to make sure it can inherit either galvanized or they can be, we'll call it core 10, but it adheres without any covering on it. You can put it out in the atmosphere and it'll corrode and just stop. You know what I'm talking about? So you heat that steel up, and you heat it up so much, and it changes chemical composition. And so they start normalizing it, let it cool down. Then they get to a certain temperature, then they start quenching it. You understand me? Then they have that quenching. They don't kind of harden they want. They got a process because they've done it. So then they take it to let somebody do one of them hardened tests to it, right? They'll take it. Sometimes they got an indent. You can hit it, and it'll tell you how hard the steel is. Then that wasn't good. They'll get you a tension tester, right? So what they do, they take the metal and put a dent in it 2 inches apart, right? And they put the press in it, and they pull it until it break, right? And right where it break it, that's what they measure. They call it the ultimate tension stress. You know what I'm talking about? When they do that measure, they know how much that material can take in certain kind of weather. You know what I'm talking about? Because
okay.
if it wrecks them, you can know it's got longevity on its velocity, how it go back and forth in the wind. You got static load, and you got cyclic load. So static load, it needs support to hold, but cyclic load, it can sit there and go back and forth over millions of times. They got to study that. This sucker go over millions of times, then it'll break. You know what I'm talking about? But how can I make this come to us, which I'm trying to get to you today? I'm trying to tell you that Jesus did something what man can't even figure out. Oh, here we go. Man been trying to figure out for years how did he can go on Calvary. Oh, watch this now. But who knew no sin? But all I seen, he has some elasticity in him. They had took him to the point that he went to the garden one day and told the Father God, said, Lord, remove this cup. Help me, Holy Spirit. Remove it. You know, it's bitter to me. You know, it's going to be bitter. And then when he did, and he looked at his young man, he told them to come when they were still sleeping. Then he told them right there, your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But let me tell you about that steel he had. So he had God all over because he was 100% God. So he went back to God and told God. He said, look, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will.
Mm-hmm.
So he kept enduring. He had to endure some things. So I know I ain't getting the. We ain't did nothing yet. I mean, I don't know where we're going to go, but we're going to go somewhere with it. But let me tell you something while we're there. That you know God kept do some things.
There's
some things you don't even know how he kept you. He kept us through hard times. He kept us through good times. Oh, help me hold this. And know what he doing?
Oh, yeah.
He's making whoever would have thought the whole world will go on stop, stand still.
Yeah.
They even shut the church down, man. Whoever would have come up with something like that, only God can do it. God can put plague out there alive to come. Somebody said somebody was in a room and it happened. It accidentally happened. Man, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing going on in this earth God don't know. But he'll lie. And then somebody says, it's a lot of death going on. God knows it. He knew the expiration day when everybody was born. He knew it. But I want to tell you something. Let God keep you. Let him keep you now.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go through
some Amen.
Time. You know, we often said we sit aside and talk about black history. And somebody said, man, why do you do this? So what we do, we sit here and we try to give homage to the ones who have already been here. Thank God for the adventures, you know. That someone that came by, some people you don't even know, they never heard of, and they got these patterns. They've been getting patterns for a long time, you know, brother there, you know, so about to get it and run and try to do what, like they've been doing for years, rob Peter to pay Paul, you know.
Yeah.
But I thank God how he sent his son down, and he allowed his son to come here, and so you and I could be on this platform. And then, you know, we always say this, man, we don't have to be the only one talking. So I'm going to tell you again, you don't know who come up with that deal. This is an open forum. You know, when we say this, the ministry is really governed by God. You know, we really believe the Holy Spirit can lead someone to give us something that God wants them to hear. But here lately, God has been doing something a little different. We just stand in the grave for prayer. You know, we thank God for the prayer. You know, I was thinking about young man. His name is Otis Boken. Otis Boken, right? And he born August the 29th of 1920, right? And he he passed in March 26th of 1982. So he was 61 years old. The young man was born in Dallas, Texas, right? But he moved and went to Chicago, Illinois. You know, and brother, this brother was an engineer. And that was his career, right? So this brother here, this brother, look what they said. His father, Walter B. Bolton, was a carpenter who later became a preacher. Here we go, Reverend Aaron, sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere down the line. It's just in our genes, man. We are finding our way to God, right? Some kind of way.
Yeah.
And look what happened. His mother, Sarah, was a maid who died in a heart failure when Otis was only a year old. Like, my daughter did this. My middle daughter, right? She did this too, right? Let me show what happened. I'm going to say this for you. This inspired him to improve the pacemaker. You hear what I'm saying? The pacemaker. He attended Booker T. Washington in Dallas, Texas, right? Where he was a valedictorian. Graduated in 1938. Oh, I'm on something out here. He attended Fricks University on a scholarship. And look what it says. Mm. It says he worked as a laboratory assistant at the university nearby the aerospace laboratory, and he left in 1941. They debated because they believed he didn't have no money to stay to finish up, right? But he had something in his heart. He was a PK kid. You know what I'm talking about? He's a preacher kid, right? and he sees what happened to his mother, and he wanted to find some kind of way that he can enhance the pacemaker. You know what I'm talking about? So God gave him a talent to get in there in the laboratory and came up with something to help the pacemaker. I know a few people that had a pacemaker too, man. Still living today. Mm. We got one go to our church right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one go to our church right now. You know what I'm talking about? He's been for a while with two. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And God has been better. That's why God said, Jesus said, after I'm gone, you'll be able to do greater works. And you have what you did without your mind to do greater works in Jesus. But see, I've learned, this might be totally wrong, but I've learned the works we do, he works it through us. Did that sound about
right? That's right.
The works we do. Workers do it. I'm going to always say that I might be wrong with them, or my teacher might be wrong, but I believe Jesus, the Heavenly Father and His Son and the Holy Ghost has to be in the midst of all things, especially if you say you're of His. You know what I'm talking about? You got to know everything come through Him. You know what I'm talking about? This brother here saw his mother die at 1 year old. And heard about that, so you know you got a little older to find out what happened. And he wanted to do something. My baby got hurt, Reverend, brother Darren, playing basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had a whole thing about what she wanted to do prior to that. How she gonna go to college? You know how we fix ourselves. How we baby gonna do, right? But when she broke her ACL, right, and her MCL, and then she had to go through all that rehab, and she started thinking about how she liked and loved how she saw the what they call them, OTJ, occupational therapy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she went to school for, you know what I'm talking about? And she got a master's in that, you know what I'm talking about? And And she got it, and she went to Prairie View, when she got a bachelor's, then she got a master's over in Howard. And I'm telling you something, it done something to her, man. Well, I see God been blessing. I'm just saying just how you can get inspired. Yeah. You want to do one thing, and then you come across something, and you saw people, you know, talking about them struggling, or people who was getting help in this. And then, you know, I never thought she would want to do something like that, but God changed her because of her injury. And she saw how the person took care of her, and she said she changed her whole mind of what she wanted to be when she grew up. Yeah. You remember that, Reverend?
Yeah.
And but I'm looking at everybody we've been reading about. They've been inspired by something. Now this one here, they say nothing about slavery. Look at that there. Look at that there. You know something about? Let me tell you something. And I love this part. He was a carpenter. Y'all count that? dead and let him walk. Y'all catch that?
Yeah.
And then later he became a preacher. Y'all didn't catch that, did you?
Mm,
y'all catch that?
Like
yeah.
Like
come on, man. Come on, man. I don't want to be happy about myself with this one. Did you get that, man? Did you get that, man?
Man.
If you don't get nothing out of this lesson, man, every time we come through and talk about something in the history, it's always have God in it some kind of way. Now, understand, the brother went to school for 2 years. You know, then he got up on someone in a laboratory system watching things, and then and God blessed him to enhance the pacemaker, right? That was one of the things he wanted to do because of his mother, you know what I'm talking about? Then he moved to Chicago and started working at an electrical manufacturing company, you know what I'm talking about? And he was a laboratory assistant to that as well, you know. And God gave him the Illinois Institution of Technology. He worked there from 1946 to 1947, where he did a study at. And this is how he got progressed in his knowledge of how to do things with his hand, you know. I just thank God for how this was going on. It was rough. It wasn't an easy time back in the. In the 30s and the 40s, you know what I'm talking about? It was still pretty rough there, yeah, you know. Especially in Texas, you know, then he went to Chicago. I'm pretty sure that it just wasn't just no easy road, but he had perseverance because he wanted to do something and help somebody. So that's love. That's love.
Amen.
That's truly love, you know what I'm talking about? And we learned that to do a job, man. You know, some people are forced to do things that you know, I'm talking about at work. But when you go to your job and you love to go there, man, you'll stay there forever, man. You know what I'm talking about? But if you go in there and you force yourself to go in there, that it don't last long. You know what I'm talking about? It doesn't last.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, let me get this.
Yes,
then he went to Chicago. While he was in Chicago in the early 60s, he was a project engineer at Chicago Telephone Supply Corporation, where they call CTS Lab. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he really started doing the strong research over the pacemaker. You know what I'm talking about? And he sued them people too as well, you know, because how they were trying to steal his patent. Remember I told you that earlier? They started to steal his patent.
Yeah.
He sued them for $5 million. You hear me?
Right.
Early 60s, that $5 million in the early 60s, bro, that's like having $50 million. You know what I'm talking about?
I remember
I was growing up, we used to go to the store, right? And we go to the store, and y'all watch it now. We used to go to the store and get them 32 liter Coca bottle. You remember that? For 32 cents. 32 cents to be over here. So we y'all remember the bottles, man? If we can recycle the back, they'll recycle the back for 5 cents, 10 cents. Yo.
Talking about that yesterday.
Yeah. 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 We've been a little inch and a little but a long time, right?
Long time.
The lesson about our brother, what's his name? Otis Bulkin. The whole thing about he was a part of the guiding missile, IBM computer, and the pacemaker. These are things he contributed as he invented parts for electronic of these devices. So these are the things I want to know. And then what I really want you to know, his father was a carpenter. And then later he became a preacher. Oh, you can sit there later on, but just like this, check this out. I like this part, and he inspired his son. You know, this man. He's a valedictorian in his class. You know, and everybody we've been really presenting you. We're gonna bring some people ain't been no valedictorian. You know, what I'm talking about and made a positive in somebody's life. You know, what I'm talking about maybe you might know somebody in your household. Inspired you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be something somebody told you. You know what I'm talking about? And we're here today, man, just to always present that. And that's what I have today on Black History. Oldest Spoken.
Amen. Oldest Spoken. Amen.
It's all right. Okay. My people, here we go. A.L. Lewis, he invented the window cleaner, Windex. A.L. Lewis invented Windex.
Windex.
John L. Love invented the pencil sharpener.
Come on, man. Pencil sharp.
Tom J. Marshall invented the fire extinguisher.
Come on.
Wow. W.A. Mm-hmm. Martin invented the lock. He invented the lock.
Mm-hmm.
Matsliger, she invented the shoe lasting machine.
Mm.
And I'm going to finish with this last one. We talked about him yesterday. Mr. Elijah McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Lubricators. He did the lubricators.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I just want you guys to pray for me because I'm going to get out here and head to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure my drive is safe. I'm
okay. Praise the Lord.
You know, but it's the other man.
I drove this morning, bro. I drove this morning. It was pretty good. It ain't bad as I thought it was going to be, you know. But you got people, man, you got to watch out because they, you know, it is that shiny part. People don't know that's how it is. Just a little water. So you have to watch that. You know how we're in Texas, if you get 60 degrees, you want to shut the town down. If it snows, we shut it down for a week. We shut it down for a month. You know how we do it. But no, we're going to be prayer with you.
I just want to thank God for how he's been blessing me, how he's been blessing my spirit, and how much I've been learning just sitting back listening, and how much the word of God has really been opening up to my spirit. And like you said yesterday, I know why I'm going through, because I'm trying to be more spiritual than carnal. But I'm going to keep pressing forward.
I thought you said you got to get up, but you told me something about being refined, you know, you ain't got to go all over again, but you told me about this. There's some stuff in there I like, you know.
Yes, being in a refiner's fire.
Mm-hmm.
So he let me know I was in two places. I was in the refiner's fire and on the potter's wheel. And I feel good, you know. And so it really makes a lot of sense, Reverend Brian, Reverend Henry, when you're going through it, because you know why you're going through. Because you know what you're standing for. So he's refining me.
Oh, yeah. Be encouraged.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to, we often say a lot of things, and we try our best to present God with his spirit. You know, we don't claim to be no scholar. We just claim that the spirit what God give us from our heart. We express it with the perfect with the Holy Spirit, you know. You know, sometimes you're not going to entertain any, because sometimes we don't have an amen sermon, you know, Demo? We don't have a lot of holiday. You know, you don't feel like it's emotion. That don't really mean that's preaching. You do know that, right? What is preaching, Reverend Henry?
This is your divine persuasion.
We persuade.
Divine persuasion. Talking about the good news.
Yeah, we persuade them to what to believe.
Know the law.
In Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And this salvation. You know, that's all it's about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, preaching. Right,
and the good news is the gospel. The gospel
that's
we are. And we spread it. You know what I'm talking about? And
mm-hmm.
we spread it just like a meal with on some a wheat bread or something. You know what I'm talking about? We spread
mm-hmm.
it, lay it down. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody said,
mm-hmm.
you go to the drive-thru, you said, give me light mayo, you know what I'm talking about? Heavy mustard and all that, you know what I'm talking about? But right now, we want to give you some heavy word. We're going to put this word
yeah.
and let you eat with us a little bit. Can I say that, Brother Randy?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little heat spike quick.
Yeah.
And wrap it up.
Yes, sir.
Brother, sister, man, you know, our brother, he is so transparent, man. You know what I'm talking about? Saying that he needs prayer. You know, and I know
mm-hmm.
he's a prayer. But then I'm going to tell you something. If the Bible said, well, there's two and three touching in my name.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing about it, while you're touching, you got to be on one accord. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You got to have people touching and don't be on one accord. I've been taught to pray for the circle, but the people in the circle, let our mind and heart be focused to you, Lord. But if someone in here
mm-hmm.
has a contrary heart, someone in here has a problem understanding the healing, and someone having a proper understanding that you can make a way, Lord, help them to understand that you are a God who have never lost
yeah.
faith.
Mm,
you are
right.
God. Then when man went to the bank account, he just kept withdrawing. It didn't say insufficient funds. So, Lord, we come before you right now for your Holy Spirit. We come right now in the name of Jesus for your Holy Spirit to touch our heart.
Yeah.
Prepare our minds
mm-hmm.
and our heart to receive your word today, Lord. Hide us behind the cross, Lord, as we stand and proclaim your gospel, Lord. Touch your people, Lord,
yeah,
that
yeah.
when they hear the word, Lord, that they try not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. We thank you for the ones that are in labor, are in labor with your word, Lord. That you told us the harvest is planted, but the labors are free, Lord, and it's getting fewer and fewer
mm-hmm.
every day. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, for the ones who standing and proclaiming God's word. We just ask you, Father God, bless, Lord, in this day. We don't have
yes.
no service. We believe that it's going to take a lot of us to get out. Because one day you send 70 out, two by two. Then you send the 12, the apostles. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, as you send us, give us the word to say, Lord. Give us the word to
yes,
say.
Yes, Lord.
As we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. We ask you to move in sickness, Lord. We ask you to cover the roads today and all over the land, not just in Texas, but all over the land, Lord. This weather
yeah.
been so bad, Lord. We ask you to be able for every driver, Lord, every car, every the truck driver, even someone driving the highways and byways, spiritually, Lord. Bless their mind mentally, Lord, that they always stay with you, that you are a keeper, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the
yes,
healing.
Lord.
Thank you for
yes,
the financial blessing, Lord. We thank you, Father
yes,
God,
yes,
for how you already been blessed by talking about one of the Black history at that time, Lord. We just ask you, Father God,
mm-hmm.
to keep us today, Lord, as we go, Father, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
And amen.
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 You know, many times we are.
Amen.
We deal with scriptures, right? But I want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
We always throwing this thing up here. I'm just a stickler for God's word. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna skip some stuff. And I'm gonna jump all over the place. But I got to start here. Luke chapter 6. Verse 17. You with me? Say amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We thank God again, you know, for what we try to, you know, God allows us to say and do. Look at the scripture here. Look at the scripture. And he came down with them and stood in the plain in the company of his disciples, and great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their disease. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I will tell you, fame, it went out. They have heard, he have got him to some disciples, and they're watching and following with him. And God is allowing him to, at this time, to move across this land with the healing. And then people know about it. They want to know, Rev. And they want to come from all over for the healing. Now sometime or another, somewhere somebody messed it up. Could people be talking about certain people, certain ministers, certain pastors getting up there and telling the man walk up there with a cane, throw his cane when he started walking, and some people come up with up there with a wheelchair and get up and walk, and you know, and some people said they couldn't see and they walk away. I'm telling you, they get their reward. If it's phony, they get their reward.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you something, God is a healer. I trust me, he is a healer. It might be somebody on this line right now, know what I'm talking about. Then he has got to be someone, but it might not be like you, yours, but I'm going to tell you something. There's a several people on the line. God touched their lungs, their heart, their kidneys,
yes, sir,
their mind. And
mm-hmm.
he delivered the things out of them, and they allowed them to have a right mind. God is still doing that. He's a keeper, as I was saying. Mark, what we said, Harvey Watkins was saying, he's a keeper. You got to have a personal relationship with him to understand what I'm talking about. But if you watch a lot of people talking about healing, you know what I'm talking about, and they do these things, and like some trickery in there, trust me, they're going to get their reward. But don't think God don't heal. God can heal. He can set free. It was a testimony. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Brother died. Testimony.
Yes, sir.
The lady came to the altar. And she had a little thing around her leg, and she got prayed for. And she, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And she got prayed for. And when she got prayed, she got healed. And she heard, you know, most women is not like men. When she got here, she started hollering. The church started hollering and praising God. And that baby she had couldn't hear. But she started hearing sounds. And she asked, Mama, what's that I'm hearing? Don't you know she got healing too at the same time? God is still healing. Trust me, he's still healing. Don't let nobody He will heal. And then somebody said, well, people been dying. That is the ultimate healing. Sometimes we can be so selfish. I'm almost there, y'all. Sometimes we can be so selfish when we have our loved ones there. Lord, keep them here. Lord, do this. And then we say, not I will, but you will. But come on now. It's like an oxymoron with that one now. What we have to do, and when we ask God, when we go there, man, it be your will, Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Lord, it be your will to allow them to be here, Lord. If not, Lord, no, Lord, give us strength, Lord. Give us strength, Lord,
so we can
understand this. We call it the transition, because a saint don't die. Help me, Holy Spirit. The saint do not die. You know when the saint died? The day she or he said that Jesus was the Lord and Savior, that's when they died. You hear me? That's when they died.
Yeah.
And then what happened then, brother? They've been reborn again. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they've been reborn again, then you ask them, have you been baptized? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they say, no. But then that gets you to fellowship, because the Bible said, except you be born by the water. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the Spirit.
Yeah.
That we told Nicodemus. It's still real. You know, don't get it twisted. Somebody said, well, I'm like you too. I got baptized young. I remember like it was yesterday. I didn't know why we got baptized. I didn't know what was going on. You know what I'm talking about? I was a young man. But boy, when I got to find out to know the real about the baptism,
did I know that he was, that when we got baptized, when we go in the water, we submerge in the water, it's symbolizing him going into the ground and dying.
Yeah.
Right? He had died. And we emerge out of the water. That is similar that he rose. We are symbolizing the same thing. That's why a lot of people don't know when you go this part of Reverend Henry, when you say that 6 and 4, that last part is walking in newness of life. You know what I'm saying? That means
right.
The old man has to be put away. And people don't want to do that.
That's right.
Because they still say it's a struggle. Trust me, some people would just take off, man. And some people, it takes a little time to get this thing to get right. But I'm going to tell you this here. You need to get it. It's the only way you can get in. The Bible said that. The Bible says a man has to be baptized. If a man don't be baptized, he's not attached himself with God. I'm in the house.
That's right.
If somebody wrestling with it, if you're wrestling with it, hit the one button. Let's talk about it. I'm serious. If you have a problem with baptism, let's look at what the book says. Don't look what I say. Let's see what the book says about how we're supposed to be there. Because one thing about it, it's symbolizing him. You know, as he died on Calvary, over him, the Holy Spirit, and he rose. These are the things why the Bible said we should do it. And watch this, Reverend Henry. It frees us from the penalty of death.
That's
okay.
Right.
I got a bad spirit, right? I feel something. Mark, let's go somewhere. Let's go somewhere, Reverend Henry. Let's go travel.
Okay.
We're going to come back, y'all. Mark 16:16. Is that good? You there yet?
Amen.
If that didn't work, that's just go to 15.
Amen.
You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. I'm still dealing with the word, y'all. Y'all pray for me because I feel something. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe, watch this here. He that believe, watch it one more time. He that believe is baptized shall be what? Saved.
Right.
But he that believe it not shall be damned.
All right.
I'm in the book, y'all. Read it again. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believe not shall be there. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out who? Devils. I'm in the book,
devils.
Y'all. And they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up a serpent, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall what? Lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. It's in the book, y'all. It's in the book. God is still doing healing. God is telling, but there's a transition there. Men and women, we have to do these things. God asked, he commanded. That's in red. He commanded us to do these things. So allow us to do this here. Do what the word says. And follow the word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let me hurry up. That didn't work. That's every a little bit. Watch this here. I'm back over to Luke, y'all. Luke 6:17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain in the company of his disciples and a great multitude of the people out of Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their disease. And they were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed. The whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healing them all. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I just read?
Mm-hmm.
You finna be mad at me. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna pray. If there's somebody want to be, we believe they want to be healed, we're gonna pray for them.
Yeah.
And we want to ask God to remove any evil spirit out of somebody. We want to do that too.
Right.
Go back to the pity comfort. You know, somebody said, what is the evil spirit? That anything that contrary to God, and then some of these spirits, they talk. And they say, why do you care? He doesn't care. You know, he don't mind me doing what I'm doing with his life. You know what I'm talking about? All years I've known about that. So we ask
yes, sir.
When we pray. And watch this, man. This is one of these things that we got to believe in the prayer. We got to believe in God. Because when he was there, people passed by. People came. And just because they came and saw him and touched him, so much virtue without. That was power.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all healed. He healed them all.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I know I'm right about it.
Mm-hmm.
He healed them all. Somebody said, I remember a case that he healed that woman. And he asked the fellows, who touched me? And they said, man, did you see all these people touching you? And he said, no, verses came out of me. And the woman hollered. She says, he said in the testimony, if I just can touch the hem of his garment, I will be whole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. Soon as she touched him, Reverend Harry, soon as she touched him, what happened? She was healed.
Yes, sir.
These people right here, the multitude was right here. The power of healing was there. And the healing is not always for your eye. There were some people that had the evil spirit. And he delivered them from that. Now watch this. Once you've been healed and delivered from some spirits, you have to get into what someone's teaching and preaching the Bible to fulfill that void, to help you in the area that spirit left. Because if you don't, that spirit will come back on you seven times more great.
Yes, sir.
That's why you have to be somewhere someone is helping you along your way, your Christian walk. So I say this here. Y'all gonna be mad at me. We don't say this here. That is the lesson for the day. That's the lesson for the day. The lesson for the day is about being in the presence of God and being healed. Being in the presence of God and being healed. You might catch that later on. Being in the presence of God. They came miles around Judea and Jerusalem to be healed. Hey, they saw spirits coming out of those, and it was healed. So I'm going to tell you today, if you want to be healed, if you want to be delivered, we want to pray for you before we leave today. Because that is the lesson for the day. That's what I got for the day. Now, anybody else can bring something. I'm not even to say this, I'm the last one to say something, but that's about healing today.
That's it.
About being in his presence and being healed. And I thank God for the Holy Scripture. I thank God for what he is being and what he's doing right now. I really believe, Reverend, that he is a God of still healing. He is a God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just prayed by the brother, made the invention of the pacemaker and more stronger that it can help someone live by sending the electrical current to the heart. You know what I'm talking about? And so we thank God for the Holy Word. Again, healing. They were there. They touched him, and the power of his healing came out of him, and he healed them all.
Mm-hmm.
He healed them all. So I say today, and be redundant when I say this today, if you need prayer, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
If you need prayer, we're here.
If you need prayer, we are here.
We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we don't force nobody to do nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
But Lord, people don't say it. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, where there's a spiritual healing, Lord, or a physical healing, Lord. We ask you to be with your people, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to see you more in a different way, Lord. that you are a healer.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, deliver and heal your people today, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you for all
love
the things you already did and already about to do. We believe when praises go up, blessing comes down. So we want to thank you, Lord, for the word. We thank you for what you already done and about to do, Lord. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Man, I want to thank my
sister. Okay.
What you say?
I was going to say, if you got something here, I ain't going to stop that, but I was saying that, I ain't even sending something. Back
thanks
from the day. Back from the day. Ephesians 2:1-10. Back from the day. In the main verse in there, verse 5, it says, even when we were dead, God made us alive together with Christ. I don't know what I'm writing about.
Yeah.
It's, even when we were dead, God made us alive together with Christ. Jesus died that we might live. Jesus died that we might live. Our sin. And I was, look what it said, our sin and our consequence, our spiritual death requires the suffering of death, our heavenly Holy Spirit, and the resurrection of God's Son. So when we go through, brother, this is came from my Aunt Martha, when we go through these trials, we go through these tribulations, we go through, Jesus already went through it for us. So when God sees us suffering, but you know, he seen his son suffering too. One time, he made a statement, Eli, Sabethani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So the things you're going through right now are going through right now. God already in the midst. He already gave us an antidote to make us heal. And deliver us. And it was his blood. He let his son, live son, to die for all of us. And I thank you for the insurrection word there, Sister Martha. Hey, Martha. And I believe in it, brother. I really believe in it. That's the ministry. Jesus died that we might live. That's
yes.
It.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Jesus died.
Thank you, Lord.
That we might live. And thank you, Sister. He is came back. But one thing about it, he told, why seek the dead amongst the living. So trust me, he had to go. So you and I can have access back to the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord. So healing is in. And we believe in that. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Sister Martha.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this lesson this morning. I've often said when we come expecting, God bless us. You know, I was thinking upon how he blessed me, verse 19. You know, Luke 6:19. The whole multitude sought to touch him. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. You know, if we go, man, look how the Lord what you said. If we go hoping and expecting to receive from God, you know, it said the whole multitude, you know, sought to touch him. The whole multitude, there was many there, you know. Some were vexed with unclean spirits.
Come on, man.
And he healed them. You know, a lot of us don't even know we need to be delivered from hatred, anger, you know, things that, like you said, that are contrary to God. you know, that, you know, being born in sin and then throughout our lives we're shaping in that iniquity. That's the necessity that we need to be born again. We need to be baptized. And once God do all that, you know, I had up on my heart Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord, you know. So, you know, make me think about just a little while back, you know, you asked us a question, you know, are we a laborer? You know, and then you ask, well, are we laboring? You know, the harvest is truly right, you know. But so those free labors that he chose to, he called plenty, but he chose a few. So those three that he chose, you know, are we doing the things that God would have us to do? So I thank the Lord for this lesson. There's a lot of meat in this. I'm praying as I'm still looking at it. He's still giving things and blessing. So thank you, Reb, for blessing us once again. Once again, as you said, at such a time like this, thank you. You know, and even in the midst of what we're going through in this world, God is still blessing. And the only thing we have to do is keep putting him first and keep looking to him and keep giving us. He'll keep bringing us back from the dead. How about that? In the name of Jesus. Thank you. So I want to say thank you. Thank you in advance for the spirits that you're going to deliver people from. Thank you in advance for the healing that you're going to give. Even if it's just us, oh, bless us, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you for blessing those that are going to work. We pray their safe arrival in Jesus' name. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, protect us all, keep us all, keep us strong, Father God, keep us strong so that we may do your work. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can to do what's right, we have to lay awake and they're dead and gone. Some of you may remember.
Promise me faithful, he will come inside.